Torah to Go is a weekly project of the Skokie Community Kollel, sponsored this year in memory of Shmuel Nachman and Pinchas Herschel and Chana Bas Shimshon. The Divrei Torah you're about to hear have been recorded by members of the Kollel. We hope you enjoy and learn from these Divrei Torah.
Hello, this is Ari Burian. This week, Parshas Vayeshev falls right on the eve of Chanukah. Sometimes it falls directly on Chanukah, but this year it's just on the eve of, and I'd like to speak to you briefly about Chanukah and tie that into the Parsha. If you asked someone, what is the most important miracle that happens on Chanukah? We have two miracles. We have the miracle of the shemen, of the oil. We found this one cruse of oil, which burned for 8 days. And we have the miracle of the war. If you'd ask someone on the street, which is more important, finding a jug of oil so that we can light the menorah, which if we didn't find the jug, we could have skipped lighting the menorah, or we could have lit it with tamei oil if that was the only option, or fighting a war that saved the nation entirely from being wiped out, from losing their religion. So most people would answer the war was a bigger miracle. The question is then, why do we spend so much time celebrating the oil and almost no time at all celebrating the war? And I think the connection between the two is really that if you look at both miracles, one was necessary to be done and one was completely unnecessary. Hashem needed to make the war for us to win this war for our national survival, because Hashem had promised us that we would always be a nation, we would always be around. So it was almost as if Hashem helped us win the war was something that he promised us a long time ago. It was nothing new, nothing a show of love, but rather just something that he needed to do. He needs to keep us going, and it happened to be through the war that we were kept going. But there was no need at all to bring this miracle of the oil. The point of the miracle of the oil was Hashem showing us, I didn't save you because I need to. I saved you because I love you, and I care about you, and I want to have a relationship with you. And when we found that little jug, we realized Hashem didn't save us just because of he promised we'd always be around. He saved us because he loves us. And that's why I make a whole holiday to celebrate this one jug of oil. This one jug of oil was Hashem's showing of love to us, that he saved us not because he needed to save us, but because he wanted to save us. Similarly, we see a story with David HaMelech, when David HaMelech was fighting with Goliath, the giant, and he takes a rock and he throws it in his sling, and it hits Goliath right in the head, and Goliath falls forward. And normally if you hit someone in the head with a rock, they'll fall backwards away from you. But Hashem made this little miracle just so David would have to walk just a little bit closer, just a little bit shorter distance to get to Goliath because he'd fallen forward towards him in order to chop off his head. And you look at the thing, the miracle is that Goliath was killed. But Hashem wants to show you, I didn't save you because I need to. I saved you because I want to and because I love you. And I made it just a little bit sweeter for you. And our Parsha this week, in Parsha of Vayeshev, we see Yosef is being sold down to Mitzrayim. And the brothers find a caravan of Yishmaelim, of these Arabs, and they decide to sell him down to Egypt. But the miraculous thing is that when he sold them, normally these merchants, Rashi tells us, carry tar and other foul-smelling things. But these merchants happen to be perfume sellers. And so Yosef is sitting in this caravan, and the entire time on the way down to Egypt, he's smelling perfume instead of tar. What a wonderful thing. But if you think about how Yosef is feeling right now, his brothers just sold him. He's lost his family. He's been kidnapped and sent away, and who knows where he's going. He's going to be a slave for the rest of his life. And the smell of perfume is supposed to sweeten the experience? He must feel terrible right now. But that's exactly the message that we got from Chanukah, from that jug of oil. Every single time that Yosef smells that perfume, he's realizing Hashem is with me on this journey. And I'm not here that I don't know where I'm going, and who knows what will be with me. Hashem is taking me on this journey because I know he loves me, and he put me on a caravan that doesn't sell tar, but that sells perfume. And every single time I inhale, I realize that Hashem is with me and he loves me and he wants me to succeed. So no matter how difficult this journey might be, I know that Hashem is there and wants to help me succeed. And I think this is such an important lesson for us, to look for the silver linings in our lives. Sometimes we're going through something very difficult, and we wonder, why is this such difficult things I have to go through? But if we look for the silver lining, we can realize that every single tribulation we go through, every single difficulty, it's a journey that Hashem has sent us on. And yes, it's difficult, but it will help us grow. And we should know that every single time we smell that perfume, that tiny little spark that Hashem shows he loves us, that tiny little jug of oil that we find that we didn't really need, but that Hashem shows I'm doing it not because I need to, but because I want to and I love you, should remind us how much Hashem cares about us and wants us to succeed. And that should help us go through every single journey and every single difficulty in life with strength and courage, knowing that Hashem is with us and wants us to succeed and will help us succeed in the end. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Hello, my name is Dovi Turkeltaub, and I'm going to share with you a Dvar Torah on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Gemara teaches us in Yuma, Chavtes Amad Aleph, Amar Rebavo, My Taimu de Rebbe Dechsib Nam Natsech Ala Yelas HaShachar. This is the capital of Tehillim Chavbeis. It says that Esther Malka said as she was about to enter her meeting with Achashverosh. So the Gemara makes a drosha. Amar Abasi, Lama Nimshala Esther LeShachar? Why is Esther compared to the morning? Lamelach to teach you. Mashachar Seif Kalalaila, just like the morning comes after the night, is the end of all the darkness, of all the night. Af Esther Seif Kalanisim. Esther Malka is the end of all the miracles. Frek the Gemara of Ahaika Chanukah. The Gemara asks, there's Chanukah. How can we say that all the miracles end with Esther if we have the miracle of Chanukah? So the Gemara says, Nitna Lichtev Ka'amrinon. The miracles of Esther, there was permission to write down the miracles. As opposed to Chanukah, wasn't given over to be written. So the Gemara says, Esther is the final Nisim that are to be written. So the question is, what's the difference between the Nes of Chanukah, that it wasn't given over to be written, as opposed to Megillas Esther, that we were able to write it down? We say in the Al Nisim on Chanukah, Sha'amda Malchus Yavon, etc., Lehashkicham Teresecha, Ulahaviram Mechukei Ritzenecha, that the Malchus Yavon came to cause us to forget our Torah. But on Purim, when we say Al Nisim, we make no mention that Haman came to make us forget our Torah. But we know the Gemara's darshans, the Megillah says, Layhudim hoisa oira, oira, the Gemara says, oira zutaira. And Rashi explains that Haman made a gzera that people shouldn't learn Torah. So just like on Chanukah, we say that the Malchus Yavon made a gzera lahashkicham teresecha, the same exact thing can apply to Purim, that also lahashkicham teresecha. To answer these questions, we see a big fundamental difference between the Gzeira of Purim and the Gzeira of Chanukah, and a lesson that we can take from the Yom Tov of Chanukah. On Purim, Haman wanted to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. Now, his way of destroying Torah was to get rid of all the people that learned Torah, and by default, all the Torah will be destroyed. Now, we know that the Torah will never be destroyed. So Haman could have never been successful in destroying all the Torah by killing off all the Talmidei Chacham, because we know there will always be people that will be studying Torah. So we don't say Lashkicham Teresecha because it wasn't possible that through Haman, by killing out all the Talmidei Chacham, there will come to forgetting Torah, because that's impossible. Therefore we don't make any mention of the fact that Haman came Lashkicham Teresecha, even though we know that was part of his evil plan to go and try Lashkicham Teresecha. But the Yevonim had a different plan. They knew that they can never go and eradicate the Torah, and they didn't want to eradicate the Torah. What they wanted to do, they wanted to change the Torah. They wanted to give the Torah a stamp of Yevonis, a Greek. They wanted to create that the Torah should have the flavor of Greek in the Torah, that it should lose the Kedusha, it should lose the holiness of the Torah. But of course there'll be people learning Torah, but the beauty and the pureness, the Tahara of Torah, that's what the Yevonim tried to eradicate. And that's what we say in the Al Nisim, Lahashkicham Teresecha Ulavira Mechukei Ritzenecha. How was the way that they wanted us to forget the Torah? Was lavirei mechukei ritzenecha, to change the Torah for being chukei ritzenecha, to be giving it not just the Torah in the Kedusha, to making it as a study like any other study. And that we have to give a praise to Hashem, that He didn't allow the Torah to become in the Greek culture. And this I saw brought down in the Sefer Kol Aryeh from Reb Leib Box. He says that's why the Nes of Chanukah couldn't be written, because it's not a one-time battle that we battled in the time of Chanukah. We won the war, and we don't have to worry about that battle anymore. And it can be written down for all generations. This is the battle that we fought many years ago. But he says, no, it's a continuous battle to try to make boundaries around the Torah and to protect the sanctity of the Torah. And he says, that's what we're celebrating on Chanukah. Lashkicham Teresecha. It's much more than just the study of Torah. It's the study of Torah in its pureness, and not letting the Torah and Yiddishkeit get influenced by outer influences. That's what he says, that's the beauty of Chanukah, and that's what we're saying when we say Lashkicham Teresecha. So when we light the Hanukkah lights, let's realize that we're bringing the light of Torah into our lives and the pureness. We're separating the dark cultures of the world and we're not letting it enter our world of Torah.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed and learned from these Divrei Torah. If you would like to listen to other shiurim given by members of the Skokie Community Kollel, please visit our podcast at skokiekollel.org/podcast. To share with us any comments, critiques, or to sponsor a week of Torah to Go, please contact the Kollel at 847-674-7959 or info@skokiekollel.org.